Welcome to the Global Gaming Business Podcast, the industry's first and longest-running podcast, now in our 17th year. In this special edition of the podcast, we sit down with David Foran, the Vice President of Research for the American Gaming Association, on how his organization puts out some of the best data in the business. Today's podcast is sponsored by IGT, where the cat's out of the bag. IGT's Prosperity Link wins gold and is named Best Slot Product by GGB's Gaming and Technology Awards. Get this top performer on your floor now. Learn more at IGT.com/prosperitylink.
Sent broken home. Yeah, tonight I'm setting alone, digging up bones. I'm digging up bones. I'm digging up bones.
The American Gaming Association has a long history with research, from the first annual State of the State report to the most recent survey that focuses on illegal gambling and its cost to the industry. The data presents a valid picture of gaming in the 2020s. David Foran joined the AGA over 5 years ago, and now as Vice President of Research, he's responsible for all the studies released. He spoke with GGB Managing Editor Jess Marquez about how the AGA handles research, particularly in the new sports betting field, at G2E in Las Vegas in October.
You looked each time you had it on, yeah, tonight I'm setting alone.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Global Gaming Business Podcast. We are live from the G2E floor. I am Jess Marquez, Managing Editor. Pleased to be joined here today by Dave Foran, Vice President of Research for the AGA. Dave, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Jess. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here. So you guys got a lot going on in terms of research at the AGA, a lot of interesting things, or at least that I find interesting that I'll talk to you about. I wanted to start with the NFL report that you guys put out before the season started. So could you kind of talk a little bit about what went into that? And then now that the season has started, what the numbers have been so far that you've seen? Because from everything that I've seen, has been record-breaking this and record-breaking that. So can you talk a little bit about what that process has been like?
Absolutely, yeah. So the NFL kind of betting projections are something we started a few years ago after PASPA was repealed to kind of get a sense of how the Americans are going to bet on the NFL. And I think now we've done it for a few years, and the first few years were interesting on their own, but now we have kind of some trend data that we're able to do, having done it for 3 or 4 years at this point, which I think makes it even more interesting. And so it's just a survey, a national survey of Americans a week or two before the NFL season kicks off. And this year, a little over 8%, everybody, all the adults in the country, say that they're going to bet on the NFL one way or another. Right, there's a lot of different ways to bet on sports, as everybody knows. You can bet, you can go to a sports book at a casino, you can bet with a bookie, you can bet online, whether that's legally or illegally, or you can bet casually with a friend, or you can participate in a daily fantasy contest or some other kind of pool contest with friends. So across all those different kind of ways to bet, again, 8% of people are going to bet on the NFL this year, which is up a little bit from last year. So it's not really the increase in overall number of people who were going to bet this year that was interesting. The most interesting thing was kind of the breakdown among those different groups of bettors. And what we saw was pretty encouraging. Right, the number of people who were going to bet with a bookie declined again for the third straight year. The number of people who were going to bet at a casino, not surprisingly, went up among expansion. But the area that increased the most, not surprisingly, probably is betting online. Right? That went up a lot, double-digit percentages as people get access to it. It seems that have legalized it that weren't legal last year. And then as people migrate from their book, we're using bookie less. It's very difficult to ask people if they're betting legally or illegally online because a lot of times they don't know. But presumably, in legal states, we see the revenue going up. Presumably, a fair number of those people are moving their business from the offshore sites to the new regulated sites.
And you said that was a double-digit increase for the mobile betting?
It was a significant increase in the number of people, or the percentage of bettors that are going to bet online. Right? People are moving away from kind of casual bets with friends. And we see this in our March Madness projections that we do every year, too. Brackets. Pools are still very popular. People are doing tens of millions of them, but they're kind of becoming a little bit less. Fewer people are participating in them than they were before. Sports betting was widely available because you can actually just bet on the game straight up, and you don't have to kind of do the workaround that, you know, Daily Fantasy or Pools or Squares contest provided for so many people for so long.
Now, kind of zooming out to like all of sports betting, we've seen it. It feels like every week I'm doing a new story. Like this state is live. This state's live. This state's approved. This state is going to be approved. All that type of thing. I know it's early. Obviously, you probably don't have many figures from a lot of the new markets that just came online. But how do you think that'll impact the numbers for next year and beyond?
It's going to do nothing but help. I mean,
yeah.
It's interesting right now when we talk about the growth of sports betting revenue, which, as everybody knows, is, you know, through the roof every year. We're setting a new monthly record, especially now as we come into NFL season. Obviously, that's the busiest time of the year for the industry, so the numbers will continue to go up. And a good chunk of that is driven by new states coming online. Hopefully, Ohio will be online shortly. Hopefully, Mobile and Maryland will be online shortly, and that'll provide a nice big boost. But you still see a lot of organic growth in states that have been around for online for a while being relative, right? So the whole thing started 4 years ago, and now all states have been legal for 4 years. Not on an old mature market like New Jersey or Pennsylvania, but you still see conversion there from illegal markets to legal markets, and so there's still room for growth in even the more mature markets.
Is there any of the markets that have been especially surprising to you, or not particularly?
I mean, I'm probably gonna repeat what a lot of other people say, because everybody likes to point to Colorado and ping pong. It's kind of this weird, hard to explain phenomenon. But that's been interesting. I thought that was a COVID fluke, but the ping pong story in Colorado continues, which is surprises me every month.
And I didn't actually look this up to see, but is esports included at all in sports betting, or do you have any figures on that? Or
we don't have any figures on esports. I believe esports was just sort of.
It's still very early.
It's going through the regulatory process, and I think only one state has kind of moved forward on that. So it's esports is an area that people have talked a lot about for a few years.
Yeah.
As kind of the next opportunity, but there are a lot of challenges, right? The main one being that it's participation is a lot of people participating are underage. So there's the age issue with esports. There's the technology issue with it, like the latency needs to be really good to get that to be able to bet on it. So there's a lot of issues to iron out, a lot of challenges with esports. But I don't believe it is legal anywhere yet, so we don't.
The cat's out of the bag. IGT's Prosperity Link wins gold, named the best slot product by GGB's Gaming and Technology Awards. A top game performer since being released, Prosperity Link features the player favorite lock and respin bonus and the exciting free games bonus with either scatter or multiplier wilds. Prosperity Link will drive players to your floor with this popular game mechanics. Grab this exciting game while it's hot. Learn more at igt.com/prosperitylink.
And then to kind of zoom out again on, you know, just keep zooming out on. But so you guys obviously do the State of the States report every year. It's one of the biggest things in terms of research that comes out. I'm sure you guys are probably like right. It usually comes out kind of like springtime, right? So I'm sure you're probably right in the middle of that in terms of for this year. What are some things? Can you share anything in terms of like, you know, what are things looking like right now? I know that in Nevada specifically, it looks like we're headed toward a second straight year of record revenues. So
yeah, I mean, nationally we're almost certainly at this point on line for a second straight year of record revenue, which is even more impressive considering last year beat the previous record by so much. I think it was 20%, and then I think this year to date we're running about 15 or 16% ahead of the same time period last year. So to have 15% growth on top of 20% growth is just an incredible 2 years, and it's pretty broad-based. I mean, Nevada's doing great. We have shows back. There's tourism is back. The international visitors are all over the place here. So that's growing. And even some of the verticals that people thought would be challenged by expansion are thriving. Sports betting in Nevada is probably the best example. passport was overturned. There was a lot of concern that if you could bet on sports in New Jersey or Pennsylvania, the handle and the revenue from that would go down in Nevada. That hasn't been the case at all. Sports betting in Nevada keeps growing. The pie is getting bigger. And that will just continue to expand as new states legalize sports betting. Hopefully some new states will legalize iGaming next year. You still have states expanding traditional gaming. Virginia just launched their first traditional casino a month or two ago. So all three of them offer an opportunity to keep growing. So I don't think we could have 15 to 20% year-over-year growth forever. Eventually, it'll get back to normal, but looks like we're going to have the second year in a row of really record-shattering.
And, you know, one thing that is interesting to me is, like, it feels like more and more, and I'm obviously don't tell you this, but it seems more and more every is moving towards iGaming, mobile betting. Everything is kind of moving, seems to be moving away from brick and mortar traditional gaming. What of those? What is the brick and mortar revenue figures been like? And kind of, are they holding steady? Or are they increasing? Or what's that been like?
They're increasing. Every vertical is up on the year, and we see a lot of them are growing pretty steadily month over month. It's actually been kind of interesting the last 2 years. The traditional gaming, there's a real dichotomy in how they rebounded. Right, last year slot play came back really strong, and table game revenue was up, but it lagged. You know, slots were up double digit percentages, and table game revenue was up low single digit percentages last year. This is kind of the lingering COVID. There's still some COVID things going on in some states last year. Fewer positions at tables in a lot of places. And this year, the story's been exactly the opposite. Slots are still growing, but this year, tables have really bounced back. As different consumers have come back to the CBS, and things have kind of fully bounced back across all the world.
And one thing, I've kind of been struggling to find the right wording, or at least kind of convey what I'm trying to ask. But when you look at regulated versus unregulated, which is obviously a huge component of what you guys do, is there any way to tell, like, as regulated revenues increase, is there any way to see what kind of impact, like, do you see a corollary effect of, like, our regulated revenues are going up? Are the unregulated revenues going down? Is there any way to kind of tell that? I'm very interested in that, but obviously I know it's very difficult to quantify that.
We don't have, firm numbers, because obviously while the regulated guys put out final reports with the various state gaming commissions every month, the guys in Curacao or Costa Rica or the Isle of Man don't have to do any of that. So we don't have any great visibility on their financials, but I don't think there's any doubt, just from our polling and some opinion stuff, that people are moving away from those sites and moving to regulated sites. I mean, really just New York online sports betting, they did $1 billion in handle within a few weeks of launching. All those people in New York didn't just see a couple of, DraftKings or FanDuel ads on Monday and decide to start betting on sports. Tomorrow, they had been betting on sports, whether with a bookie or whether with an offshore site, before that. And so I just don't think there's any doubt that it is cutting into their business.
Gotcha. Are you involved at all with one thing that I was really interested that you guys put out a few months ago was your human trafficking report. Are you involved in that at all, or?
We're not involved.
Gotcha, okay. I want to talk a little bit about Nevada specifically, because we're here and obviously the numbers look great. What exactly has stood out to you in terms of from this state specifically? Because obviously I'm sure you probably have more data available for Nevada than just about any other market in the U.S. So what are some of the trends here that have been surprising to you?
The sports betting continues to increase. Has been interesting here. One of the interesting things when you look at sports betting across the country is how the hold percentages kind of differ across states, because in a lot of cases it's such a localized market. Nevada's a little different because you have such a high margin of people coming from out of state to bet here. But what we've seen is that a lot of times in newer states the hold percentage is higher, as you have new bettors losing at a slightly higher rate. And that's we've actually seen that in Nevada this year, where you have maybe more experienced bettors. They're losing at a very low rate. The hold percentage on sports betting in Nevada this year, in the past 2 months, has been very low, below 5%. So that's been interesting. And it's had a little bit of an impact on sports betting revenue story, right? The handle is up very significantly, but the revenue is not up quite as much in Nevada. And that comes down to the whole percentage being so low this year. So that's been kind of an interesting trend.
Gotcha. Let me kind of, I guess, loop back to kind of where we started. I know we started off with a discussion about the NFL, but we are also heading into MLB playoffs and also NHL and NBA. Do you predict similar increases for those leagues as well? Or does the NFL kind of, I mean, I know the NFL is king, obviously, but do you think the other leagues are sort of gaining ground in terms of handle and everything like that?
Yeah, I think the trends in terms of consumer movement across all the sports are probably pretty similar. I think one of the really interesting storylines this fall is going to be the World Cup. It's going to be the first World Cup we've had.
Yeah.
The first World Cup we've had since Passport. Or at least since a large number of states have legalized it. So it'll be interesting to see what the participation of that is like here in the U.S. Sports bettors tend to, the Hispanic population tends to be a little more overrepresented among sports bettors than traditional casino goers. And obviously, there's a lot of interest in soccer and World Cup in that population. So that'll kind of be an interesting storyline in November around Thanksgiving with that. That launches to see how well that does, whether it's driven by people betting on the U.S. or people kind of betting on the broader tournament.
All right, well, I think that's all I had for today. I know you have you got to get to other things, but I really appreciate you taking the time, and hope to see you again soon.
Thanks for having me. Anytime.
I found some things in there, like that pretty negligee that I bought you to wear.
Hope you enjoyed this week's podcast, sponsored by IGT, where the cat's out of the bag. IGT's Prosperity Link wins gold and is named Best Slot Product by GGB's Gaming and Technology Awards. Get this top performer on your floor today. Discover more at igt.com/prosperitylink. To learn more about the American Gaming Association and its research, visit americangaming.org or ggbmagazine.com. Subscribe to GGB News to get all the news of the gaming industry delivered to your desktop every Monday morning. Sign up at ggbnews.com and use the coupon code GGB180 for a free subscription. Don't miss a single episode of the podcast. Subscribe on Amazon, Apple Podcasts, or Spotify today. So we'll see you next time on the GGB Podcast.
Hanging up bones. Yeah, tonight I'm setting alone, digging up bones.
Boom.